This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kansas City, it's Brett Veach. You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
So before we go to the phone lines, let me read you guys a text. And that'll let you know why we're going where we're going. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about DeAndre Hopkins and where he could potentially land. Well, he is taking his first visit. And according to Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, he is flying to Nashville, Tennessee for a visit with the Tennessee Titans. DeAndre Hopkins and Mike Vrabel were together in Houston. And now you know Vrabel is a coach for the Tennessee Titans. So that's where D-Hop is heading for his first visit. That's where we're heading for our first visit with Zach Bingham of A to Z Sports in Nashville to talk about DeAndre Hopkins. Zach, are you surprised that D-Hop is even considering the Titans?
I'm not surprised that he's considering him, but the first visit and the news that this has made over the last week leading up into probably about an hour ago that he's coming to Nashville to visit his old friends, not only Mike Vrabel, but Titans offensive coordinator Tim Kelly, who he worked with as the offensive coordinator in Houston before DeAndre went to Arizona. There's a lot of connections, but, you know, I thought DeAndre Hopkins wanted to contend for a Super Bowl. Maybe the Titans are closer than I personally think, but there's definitely some connections between DeAndre Hopkins and the coaching staff of the Tennessee Titans.
Zach, you know, following college recruiting, sometimes you get a serious official visit and sometimes you get a courtesy official visit. Like if you got a five-star kid in state, you know, he takes the official visit because he doesn't want it to look bad. Do we think that this is a serious visit or a courtesy visit? Because what you just said is how I feel. D-Hop was talking about how he wants to win and what he's looking for in the organization. Ain't none of those things Tennessee right now.
No, they have Derrick Henry and, you know, a stable quarterback that has won games in Ryan Tannehill. But the funny thing that you asked that question, and Mike Vrabel, well, we've got guys from A to Z Sports there at Mike Vrabel's press conference currently, and he said this about 5 minutes ago, said, "I'm past the point of recruiting. I did that in college on DeAndre Hopkins visiting." So Mike Vrabel is taking this seriously. I think that the Titans – have a massive hole at wide receiver, and DeAndre Hopkins would get the targets that I think that he wants in an offense because the Titans don't have a lot of other pieces to throw to.
Is that what this is about, Zach? Like, I know you can't answer this question, but I'm doing this exercise. You've been on enough. I consider you a friend of the show. Is that what this is about? Because I heard him go on I Am Athlete and talk about, man, these things are really important to me. And you're telling me that you would seriously consider to go play for the Tennessee Titans, who look like a team that's going to have the 7th overall pick in next year's NFL draft. Like, this just doesn't line up to me.
It doesn't line up, and I would agree with you. And we've talked numerous times over the years. So we know what the state of the Tennessee Titans are. They're a well-coached football team. They got one of the best running backs in the league. You can't deny that. They play really good defense. They just redid their entire offensive line. But they're skill players. Their wide receivers are extremely bad or inexperienced. Here's the one thing, though. Money talks. And if the Titans are willing to pay DeAndre Hopkins more than Odell Beckham Jr. money, I think DeAndre Hopkins would entertain a contract if the Titans are willing to pay the right price. I think any player does that in today's age.
So the question is, Zach, do you think the Tennessee is prepared to make that offer? Because that's what I've been saying on this show, that if I'm D-Hop, there's no reason to take less than what Odell got. Odell is a lesser player, a more injured player, and he just got $15 million. I'm not interested in taking a $6 million deal with incentives that could make it 14. Not when I just saw Odell get $15 million guaranteed and only $3 million in incentives. So I've kind of looked at the Odell contract as sort of a framework, but I don't think Kansas City's offering that. I don't think Buffalo's offering that. I don't think Philadelphia's offering that. It's going to be a team like Tennessee that makes that kind of offer. Do you think the Titans are prepared to do it?
I think they're desperate enough at the wide receiver position to at least have those talks. I mean, let's be honest. DeAndre wouldn't have or is not going to fly to Nashville if his agent hasn't talked to Titans' new general manager, Rand Carthon, and at least run some numbers and have some serious conversation of what they're talking about. I'm with you. The good teams in this league that already have the commodities, that have the quarterback, that DeAndre Hopkins would be that luxury piece. This is not a luxury piece for the Tennessee Titans. This is a must-have piece for the Tennessee Titans. They're extremely inexperienced at that position. Treylon Burks is a first-round pick from a year ago. He had less than 500 yards receiving. He was injured. They're decimated at that spot. They need to spend the money. I don't know if it's a one-year or a two-year deal, but I got to believe that a conversation between Titans general manager Rand Carthon and DeAndre Hopkins' agent had to have happened to at least have some sort of money and a roundabout figure to get him in the door.
That's Zach Bingham joining us on the show today. He does fine work with A to Z Sports in Nashville. Zach, anytime we got a Titans question, there's only one person to come to, man. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Have a great week, my man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.